Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting in my car at Herrenhaven in front of the building, and I can see two baby marmots. I can see two baby marmots up by the shed. As soon as I pulled up, I saw these two little fluffy butt dudes run from the picnic table area towards the shed. I can see a little fuzzy butt. He can see me. I'm going to try to get out of sight. These guys are really close. I'm at Herrenhaven. It's a nice day. It rained all night. Stopped raining sometime this morning. And I thought, yay, I think we'll go to Herrenhaven. And so now I'm out of the car and I'm peeking around to the corner of the building. Oh my god, there's my baby mott looking right at me. He turned around and ran to the hole. And there's another baby mott. Oh, we got babies. We got baby marmots. And they're under the shed. Boy, I'm glad I came out. I almost didn't come out. How many are there? How many baby motts we got here? I can see one. Oh, now, well, okay, they saw me. They ran into the hole. So we're going to sneak up here really quietly and see what we can see. God damn it. I'm turning my camera on. Now, because there's so much foliage,
this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
radio, kitty?
I mean, when do we know if when we're broadcasting? Oh, we're on. Hello, my name is Tobe. You might know me from the no award-winning show Dubious Goals Committee that airs right here on and on radio every day at 1930 UTC. And tonight I'd like to talk to you about a very important subject. This will just take up just a couple of minutes of your valuable open mic time. So let's get straight to business. Do you remember a few years ago there was a movie entitled Con Air? And this movie starred Nicolas Cage and the guy who played Phantom Freak in the greatest movie of all time. That's right, Hackers. And Steve Buscemi was in it, and I think Danny Trejo was in it, and the Irish guy who was on Star Trek The Next Generation was in it, and what's-his-name was in it, and I forget his name. I can see his face, but it's not coming to me. Anyway, this movie was about a flight of prisoners. Get it? Con Air, Convicts Airlines. And they had to take some horrible, horrible criminals somewhere else, and they were flying them in an airplane. And Nick Cage was just let out of prison, but he had to be on the same airplane, and then all hell breaks loose and blah, blah, blah. Con Air. You've probably seen it. It's been on TV a whole bunch of times. You can't really miss it. Well, anyway, yes, Con Air. The show about transporting prisoners. Well, if you would like to make reservations on the Convicts Airline, Con Air, you can do so. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. That number, once again, is 1-800-3-CON-AIR. If you need to transport some prisoners, or if you just like to fly around with psycho killers and mass murderers, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. In Espanol, 1-800-3-CON-AIR. This is a free telephone call anywhere in the United States and probably Canada. You do not need to use your VoIP account at this time. Just call 1-800-3-CON-AIR. And now, back to your regularly scheduled open mic.
A ham toast.
To ham!
Yeah!
Goes astray. Destruction, no, I didn't even care. They say 2000 party's over. Oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. So tonight I'm gonna cry like it's 1999. No, 1999. No, oh, 1999. Baby.
I said, ooh, From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Facebook and other social networks have transformed the way we interact online, but using computers to share information and meet friends predates the 21st century. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Todd Bookman reports on one of the first social networks, a network that people still use.
Before Facebook, before MySpace, even before the bells and whistles of a website, there was an online community called SDF, the 1980s internet, when users still connected through phone lines and communicated through the hard elegance of code. It may sound like the internet for people that actually understand how the internet works.
How do you pronounce your name?
Well, I always type it, so this is just text.
Offline, this internet expert will totally fade away.
So we're near your parents' basement.
Yeah, it's dark in here.
Perched over the hard elegance of code, he logs into an online community called SDF. It's sort of like the internet's basement. There aren't videos or pictures or even the bells and whistles of a website. This is the online community for people that actually understand the hard elegance of code. Instead of websites, users are accessing the internet. They can chat, email, and use landline telephones within the system, but only by typing in code. SDF has been around since 1987 and currently has about 30,000 real friends.
AOL and CompuServe, they were extremely popular, but nowadays they're, you know, very, very obscure.
Fleisch Robman is a computer scientist and internet expert. He says that at one time, porn and pirated materials were commonly shared on the mainstream web.
AOL and CompuServe are great places for nefarious characters.
Most of that business is on the mainstream web, even ads on the screen. SDF is really just a hangout for computer friends. Back in the 80s, when users would usually only communicate with other computers, nobody wanted to communicate with other users because other users were in your porn and pirated materials. Online computers actually became real friends. Today, computers from around the globe are on Facebook, but they still do occasionally trade the bells and whistles of a website for the hard elegance of code.
I think that would be really cool. I haven't come across anyone
connected through a big piece of exposed communication stuff.
If I did, I'd love to telephone them. I think that would be really distracting.
For now, SDF is still very much alive. Your parents told me that the hard elegance of code will never totally fade away. There will always be users that are willing to trade Facebook for SDF. But because SDF requires simple computer know-how, it will likely stay limited to real friends. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman, still very much alive in this guy's basement.
Thank you. never had the feeling to either destroy or conquer. I said for the day we are left in your wake up when you pushed us into third place. When the truth is uncovered and the story's been told, you won't be able to look me in the face.
Kids, there's the theme music. You know what this means? It means another show, another day, another lack of dollars. I'm glad you could join me today in our what would normally be the slot for the Dubious Goals Committee meeting. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of that committee, but today that committee is on hiatus, so we just listened to some cool tunes. But now we're running out of time. So let me just say thanks for listening and stay tuned for future episodes where you will be able to hear the normal discussions, minutes, arguments, and parliamentary procedure of the Dubious Goals Committee. And until that time, have a good one. I know I will, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.